Hello and welcome along to another edition of Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Well, this happens to be our last programme of 2025 and we are certainly going to go out on a very positive note. Our main focus is going to be about a very exciting Donegal Diaspora initiative that is taking place in March in Philadelphia. Stay tuned, as shortly I'll be finding out more about a three-day event that will bring Donegal-linked communities from all around the world for a weekend of business networking, Gaelic games, music and cultural festivities. And later in the show, I'll be speaking with Paul O'Donnell about his role as Employment Engagement Coordinator with the Donegal Local Development Company and what that entails. Paul is a great resource for employers seeking staff, and he also signposts them to other supports available at the Donegal Local Development Company. But first, I want to tell you more about this big event coming up in Philadelphia. It's all about turning connections into action and bringing together Donegal people through sport, culture, music and business. So, linking global experience with local communities can certainly create meaningful opportunities. And I'm delighted to say that Highland Radio is going to be directly involved, and there will indeed be live broadcasts from Philadelphia in March. There's going to be a business forum with some big-name speakers. That will take place on Friday, March the 20th. A Gaelic football tournament on Saturday, March the 21st, followed by plenty of music and crack. And then on Sunday, March the 22nd, a brunch and various sessions in bars. Well, to get some more details, I recently linked up on Zoom with the Business Forum co-chairs, John McDade and Raymond Porter, who spoke to me from Philadelphia. While here in studio, Highland Radio's Chief Executive Officer Sean Quinn came in to explain the input from the station and how it's really captured everyone's imagination. Well, I'm going to start with John McDade, one of the co-chairs for the Business Forum. John, a big, big event taking place in Philadelphia in March. There's going to be several aspects to it, a business forum. There's going to be a GA tournament, lots of music sessions, a great networking opportunity, a great way of bringing people from Donegal and indeed other places all together. So first of all, maybe you can just outline to us how this all came about and what's going to happen over the 3 days. And later we'll be hearing from Sean Quinn, the chief executive here of Highland Radio, who, of course, are also going to be very much involved.
Yeah, thank you, Chris, and thank you, Sean, for giving us this opportunity to talk about it. This actually came about from a conversation during the summer. Newly formed team in Dubai called Donegal Dubai joined the global ranks, the global branding of Donegal teams, especially in America and the UK. When they talked about coming to Philadelphia next March during a holiday period for the lads to play in Dubai, to play a game against Philadelphia, Donegal Philadelphia, they called Kieran Porter, who was from the Convoy Club in Donegal and has been very much part of the Donegal Philadelphia team since he moved here many years ago. Kieran and Connor got talking, and then Kieran reached out to Donegal Boston and Donegal New York to see if they would have a four-way tournament. It grew then with the Masters, and the Masters from Donegal, who had a great season last year, were talking about maybe they would like to reward their players by a trip to Philadelphia as well. After that, they reached out to the Tyrconnell Gaels of London and Tyrconnell Harps of Glasgow, who all said they would gladly come as well. So in total, we have seven clubs with Donegal or Tyrconnell in their name around the world that are going to be in Philadelphia from March 20th to the 22nd. And they are also, as well as the men's team, there's two or three ladies teams going to be part of it as well. So we have 10 teams that will be playing the tournament. When they were here, they asked if they could also do more events to make it a full weekend of Donegal Diaspora. Connor was very big on bringing as many people in that even weren't part of the clubs. So we talked about doing a business forum on the Friday, which is March 20th. We will do a Gaelic football tournament on March 21st in the morning. And then on on the Saturday night, we actually have a good number of bands lined up to play at a festival on Saturday night. And then also on the Sunday, we have sessions and some local bars in an area just outside Philadelphia called Delaware County, which has a lot of Irish diaspora involved. So it's very exciting time. And the Visit Delco Tours Board have been very supportive of this. And it's really grown legs a lot since the summertime.
So, Raymond, let's have a look at the business side of things. And what started off as a relatively small project already has grown considerably. You've got a program of events that you're in the process of finalising various details. But it's all looking like a very big positive event.
Yeah, the original idea was like, can we do something from a business perspective? And really, this is a turned out to be a networking event that we're bringing people from local leaders, when I say local U.S. business leaders and entrepreneurs. They're going to be involved in some panel discussions. Along with them, we're bringing up some pretty exciting people from Donegal that will have really great input into both work, business, and sport, interconnecting all these together in an event where we'll have a day of connecting people from across the globe and talking about, and really what we're doing is turning connections into action, and therefore we will get people, younger people, older people that have experience across the globe, sharing ideas, etc. So we're really excited about what we can get out of this. So that happens on the Friday.
And you're going to have a number of panel discussions. There'll be a number of sessions. You'll be looking at all sorts of things, ranging from small self-employed enterprises to AI. So when it all comes together, no doubt that the long-term spin-off from this could be considerable.
Yeah, I think, you know, the whole event like just brings social, you know, culture and economical, and I think from the economical and, you know, the business connections from just that day alone, I think it could be huge. And well, we foresee it, that connection will be huge, you know. And we also in the Irish Chamber of Commerce are engaged with this, the local diaspora that have all sorts of connections. So connections will drive into actions. We'll get the results, and that we can see over time will definitely impact, I think, not just the local community here, but the local businesses in Ireland, and particularly around Donegal and the Northwest.
And John, Highland Radio are involved, so you had contact with Sean Quinn. So just give us a sense of how the seed was sown for getting Highland on board.
Yeah, again, it was Kieran Gibby had reached out to Oisin and Brendan Devaney. Obviously, everybody around the world is Donegal. Look, tunes in on a Monday to the DL debate, and the boys thought it'd be great if Brendan would be able to be part of this. That grew then with Oisin. We talked about the business forum. Sean and Oisin were very generous in helping us actually pull together some of the structure around it. You know, we having them on board has been a great draw for folks here in the Philadelphia area and around the world, but also at home as well. Everybody, I was home in September, and a few people had already mentioned to me in September that it was happening, and we hadn't even a website or anything ready at that stage. So it was word of mouth definitely travels far when you have Highland Radio listenership. So we're really appreciative of their involvement.
And Sean, from a Highland Radio perspective, this is a wonderful opportunity. There's going to be a team going over to Philadelphia. You're going to be on the ground. There's going to be live coverage of a number of things. It's a little bit of a win-win.
Absolutely, Chris. We were delighted, and I was personally delighted when I got involved as well, because what we could see straight away was the enthusiasm of these guys, that they wanted to deliver something big. But they also wanted to have a little bit of home involved in this as well, and it was it's a perfect match for the Highland brand, because, you know, we're very aware of our diaspora of people all over the world that tune into Highland Radio, that rely on Highland Radio on a daily basis. So we're delighted to be going out there to be part of this. And not just for this sport, it's for the business forum. And as Raymond alluded to there, it's a great networking opportunity. Across the world, there'll be different business specialists, whether they be from Dubai, America, and Donegal, and they'll come together in a room, which is a phenomenal opportunity to grow individual brands and understanding of the challenges, the opportunities that business brings. And I think this day will be a great opportunity for all involved. And we will be broadcasting live in the afternoon. I think the actual day is going to finish off with a live broadcast from the event. And what we'll be doing is we will be talking to some of the businesses across there, but also some of the people that have taken the time to travel with us. And why? What is the reasons? But also, what's the experiences? Have they been to Philadelphia? Have they been to America? Have they done business in that area? Or are they looking to do business? So it's a great opportunity. We look forward to it. I think the 3 days is going to be a phenomenal 3 days. We're going to have sport on the Saturday, and we're going to be coming live from there as well from a sport perspective. And you know, that's where we're very, very strong. You know, we've got a great team over there for the 3 or 4 days. So yeah, we look forward to it, Chris. It's going to be a great event, which will go right across the whole diaspora, across the world. And I'm sure there'll be many from Donegal that will come and join us.
John, just to give people an idea of how big the Irish community is in Philadelphia, and particularly the Donegal community. I was looking up the Donegal Association there. I think I'm right in saying it goes back to 1880-something. So there's a long, long tradition, and it's very much a vibrant community.
Yeah, yeah. So the Donegal Association, as you said, we just had our 130th ball there a couple of weeks ago. Still well attended, still very much a big part of the Donegal and Irish diaspora community here. It's where we have the local Mary, the Philadelphia Mary for the Mary from Dunloe is selected from there. And it's actually a friend of mine's daughter, actually Gabriel Rogan's daughter, Kylie, won it this year. So it was good to have that connection with them. They actually started the Donegal football team here in Philadelphia in 1988. And then a poignant part of that, or a very important part of the whole tournament, is that the trophy for the men's football will be named after Charlie McAwee. Charlie lived here for years, moved back to Ireland a couple of years ago, but sadly passed away this past June, but was one of the founding members of the Donegal football team here in Philadelphia. So we're very humbled to be able to honour Charlie with the trophy. But also, as well, the Donegal Association are really, really behind us in this and have been very, very helpful in pulling together folks. The Irish Diaspora Centre here in Havertown in Philadelphia has been great supporters for this, as well as Raymond mentioned earlier on, the Irish American Business Chamber Network, which does a lot of work between the Philadelphia area and Ireland. One of the members of the Irish American Business Chamber is the Donegal County Council, and they too, Gary Martin and Amory Conlon, have been very supportive of this and given us ideas of how to connect with some of the business folks in the Donegal area. And then locally here in with Visit Delco, we have the Delaware County Chamber of Commerce too. So we feel that we've very strong partners supporting us. And then one of the biggest things, and I'd be remiss not to mention, is Stephen O'Reilly and his help with O'Reilly Sportswear. They've agreed to kit out all 10 teams and have been very, very generous with promoting this as well. So I really have to give a big shout out to O'Reilly Sportswear as well for their support behind this.
Raymond, as I mentioned earlier, this is all still, some of it is confirmed, some still being planned. You do have a website, so between now and March, that's one way that people can log on and find out, and there'll be updates on that.
Yeah, we're very excited with the level of interest we have and the caliber of people we're going to have talking at this event. And we will be driving some more social media, website, Instagram, etc. And we'll get more details, you know. And I will mention sponsorship is also welcome. This will cost us some dollars to get this going. And if anybody wants to get their brand out there, just reach out to us. We think this will be a very worthwhile thing for local businesses to reach into. We're very, very excited about this. This also aligns with the US 250-year-old, which is, ties right into Philadelphia, where the Constitution was, US Constitution was written. So it all ties into a whole cultural year within Philadelphia region.
Paddy, the theme of the Business Forum, Global Connections, Local Impact, it's a very apt wording for what's going to happen.
Yeah, as Raymond said, some of the folks that we're excited about as part of our speaker panel have very strong connections with Donegal and are very high in the business world here. Some folks very high in the business world and you know, are very well known around Donegal, have connections here to this area as well. So, you know, when I came here in 1995, just that sort of grab I have for Donegal was felt, not just from Donegal diaspora, but the Irish diaspora in general. But the Donegal diaspora that we walked into here in the 1990s was phenomenal. And it's great to see, you know, my generation, younger generations and those who came before me all working together and really putting a massive push on for this. And again, couldn't have happened without the support of folks like yourselves from Highland. Like, it's very, very humbling to see everybody get behind and work together on it.
Without mentioning too many names, you know, we have a couple of Tip O'Neill Award winners that will are definitely engaged with us, you know, and that award is direct connection back to Donegal. So we're very happy to have that level of participation for the day.
And Raymond, one of the big attractions, you have a special session, an audience with a world record runner. Katrina Jennings is going to be there.
Yeah, we're very excited to have award Olympian and a world record holder, Katrina. I assume you know Katrina from setting the world record there recently in the 100-mile race, right? And but she's also, you know, she's a strong businesswoman. Now, I've known her in Hong Kong. We worked together in Hong Kong, and I'm working with looking at some other people to connect with her while she's here, you know, like some of the colleges, etc. What an unbelievable athlete and business lady she is. So we're very excited to have her, and we're going to have a open conversation with her and have an audience with her, and people can ask her some questions, etc. So Katrina has signed up and to be here that time. So that's a huge win for us.
And John and Raymond, just while we have you on, John, maybe just give us a little bit of your own background. How long have you been out in Philadelphia, and what's your main business interests at the moment?
Yeah, so I've been here since 95. I was lucky enough to have got the Morrison visa, me and my then girlfriend, my wife, Raymond's sister, from Una Porter from Raphoe. We came out here in 95. We've four kids here now, but Maxi is the executive director of the Irish Diaspora Center, and that's kind of why I've forced her to help them jump in. But also my background here is working in healthcare, health insurance in particular. So I've had a almost 30-year career with Independence Blue Cross in Philadelphia, and that allows me to meet a lot of folks in the life sciences world in the Philadelphia area, and why being a member and board member of the Irish American Business Chamber means a lot to giving back to younger folks coming here to Philadelphia as well.
And Raymond, same thing to you. Give us a little snapshot of how you got there.
Yeah, well, I'm actually very new to here. It's unusual. I'm only here about 2.5 years. I spent the guts of 20 years living in Asia, Singapore, Hong Kong, and working in China, etc. Working with corporate, but also with Irish entrepreneurs, etc. Within the Asia region, and I just moved here recently. I have a business consulting company that I help. Help small, medium businesses scale their operations, etc. So, and I happen to be previously the chair of the Irish Chamber of Hong Kong, and for a few years. When I got here, then I was hoping to just keep a low profile and not get engaged in some of this stuff. But John pulled me into this and to help out where we can. But overall, that's a snapshot of myself.
And Sean Quinn, bringing you back in, this is a great example in many ways of, if you take local radio and how things have evolved, and with the internet, and we've been talking about networking, in this instance, a business forum, a Gaelic football tournament, music sessions, so many things, different strands coming together. And this wouldn't have happened 20 years ago.
No, absolutely not. And do you know, I was just listening to the guys there, and their passion is incredible. But just one thing that hit me there is, you know, people that move away, they don't really move away, because today you're a phone call away. Connectivity is incredible, and we know that there'll be thousands upon thousands of people that will actually tune into this event, whether it's on social media or they're listening to live in Highland Radio. And that won't just be Donegal; that'll be right across the globe that people will tune in for this event. And that's what excites me about it. And I know, having got to know the guys, the team that are over there, this is going to be a brilliant event. It's going to be well run, and it's going to be a great opportunity for people to meet new people within, you know, within the Philadelphia area, but beyond. And I think connectivity has done that for us, and that's why we were so excited to get involved with this. And I know that where they've come so far in a short period of time, but where they're going to go in the next 6 to 8 weeks before the event starts is just going to make it an incredible weekend or 3 or 4 days of celebration of the Irish culture in the diaspora in a beautiful place. And me personally, I've never been to Philadelphia. I look forward to it. I was hoping it was going to be sunshine. I believe not. So I'll bring a suitcase with clothes for all types of weather.
You're listening to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. I'm in studio here with Sean Quinn, Chief Executive Officer of Highland Radio. And joining us on the line, we have John McDade and Raymond Porter, the joint co-chairs of the business forum that's going to be taking place in Philadelphia in March. John, tell us a little bit about the venue for the business forum.
Yeah, the business forum venue is a place that we use quite a bit, the Springfield Country Club. We've hosted Irish events there for a while. We have our own Irish centre here, which we use a lot as well. But in Delaware County, we're lucky enough to have the Springfield Country Club. So the event for the business forum is one particular room. But then for the music festival on the Saturday night, which, yes, Sean, we were contemplating doing an outside concert in tents, but March can be a bit dicey here. So we took it indoors. And it's a great event. We have a lot of events around that time of year because you can imagine St. Patrick's Day, which is the week in the build-up to it. We will have a lot of events in and around that from the end of February right through to our event. So we're looking forward then to this weekend with people from not just the cities that we mentioned earlier on have Donegal football teams. We have folks coming from Chicago, folks coming from California, Vancouver coming to this event as well just to be part of it. So we're really, really looking forward to that.
And just rounding things up, Raymond, you'll have a lot of work still to do between now and March. So just recap again on the dates for us.
Yeah, the dates is really March 20th to 22nd, Friday being the business forum and networking event, moving on Saturday to the Gaelic Games and Music Festival, and then Sunday a wrap-up, which will be farewell brunch and a traditional session, etc. Going to be a fantastic weekend from all angles. There's something in there for everyone.
And back to you, John, for a couple of final words.
Yeah, so again, Raymond touched on this earlier on. We have been very fortunate. We've reached out to a lot of folks in Ireland and Philadelphia and US. You know, to make this happen, it does cost money. We're a non-for-profit that we're just trying to make this happen. And if it happens well in Philadelphia, we'll move it to a different city the following year. So it'll rotate all the 7 cities that we talked about. But in order to do this, we really like any of the, as Raymond said, any of the businesses from Donegal that are looking to do business in the USA, Dubai, elsewhere, and want to get their brand out there, we believe in partnership with this group will do you very well. And, you know, when we send you emails, a lot of them have actually got back to us, which is a great response to keep that going. But we do need one or two big sponsors to help make this a reality. So, again, we're very grateful to O'Reilly's and what they've come in and been able to do. But there's a few more that we need to bring in as well. So, yeah, if any of the business companies in Ireland want to reach out to us, please see us on our website. The website is connectdonegal.org. So that's connectdonegal.org for our website. So, yeah, love to hear from folks and be part of this great event. And something that I will say, anybody that we know here from other counties are kind of jealous that we jumped the gun and got this sorted before they did.
Sean, this has just been an advance flavour of what's to come. There'll be quite a few things tied up between now and March, and on Highland we will have updates between now and then as well.
Absolutely, yeah. As we come closer to the event, we'll update people on exactly what's going to happen. And I just want to reiterate what John said there. You know, if you are a business that can support and help, it's a great opportunity. And you never know what new business person is out there. And you know, if you get your brand involved in this, I don't think it'll do any harm. I look forward to the 20th. Although it seems miles away, it's not. It's literally, you know, I think we're 12 weeks away. So we look forward to that. And I just know that it's going to be an incredible weekend or 3 or 4 days of Irish culture. And we're delighted. I'm delighted that Highland's involved in it. And we look forward to March, guys.
John McDade, Raymond Porter and Sean Quinn, many thanks for joining me on Business Matters. And indeed, we do look forward to the event in March, starting on Friday, March the 20th. As you've heard there, there'll be the Donegal Philadelphia Business Forum. That gets things underway on the Friday. The Gaelic football tournament on the Saturday, with music and the sessions on the Sunday as well. And who knows what will come from it all. Let me give you that website again if you want to find out more about this great initiative. Website is connectdonegal.org. That's connectdonegal.org. And if you go onto it, you'll find out all about the event and confirmation of who's going to be speaking and all the activities. So do take a look at that. Paul O'Donnell is Employment Engagement Coordinator with the Donegal Local Development Company. He certainly is a great resource for employers and has an understanding of the ever-evolving recruitment process, which has become more difficult. He also bridges the gap between employers and employees by signposting them to other supports that are available at the Donegal Local Development Company. I popped into their offices in Letterkenny to find out more.
Well, Paul, delighted you have joined us on Business Matters. Maybe if I can just start by asking you to maybe just outline what exactly your own role is.
Thanks, Chris. Well, my role is Employer Engagement Coordinator. It's a newish role with DLDC. And probably just as a bit of a background or backstory, as DLDC is probably best known for the last 30 years as a community organisation. So we would have leader programs, a lot of SIDCAP, social inclusion, community activation programs. Employment has been there, but probably in the last 5 to 6 years, it's become more relevant and a bigger sort of project that we would carry out. We've a few different initiatives here. This role that I do is trying to actually connect between the client and the employer. So essentially, my client or customer, I suppose, is the business. So it's offering that support that we offer to the community, to the business, to help and sort of with the whole recruitment process, because we all know it's a very difficult, and it's getting more difficult, and it's a very labour-intensive role. It's trying to understand people. So what my job is essentially to build up relationships with the business, find out what they're looking for, who they're looking for, what skills, qualifications, etc., and what priorities they have. I then would match the CVs of clients coming through our various programs or clients who come onto me and try and sort of filter that down so that I'm not handing an employer 200 CVs or 50 CVs. It's maybe 2 or 3 very focused, very targeted CVs to try and help that process and speed it up. So that's where we're trying to get. We're about building trust with employers, giving them what they need, and trying to reduce that sort of long drawn out process of finding out about people and sorting CVs, and hopefully then sort of getting somebody who's going to be there for a long term.
in many respects, you're almost like a filtering process. You can save them a lot of time, and no doubt you've built up quite a database.
Yeah, I've been doing this, say, for the last 2 years, so we have probably in the guts of 250 to 300 employers that I've been speaking to over the last few years. So, obviously with business, because I'm the only person who does this in Donegal, it's trying to sort of get on top of that and looking at all the regions of Donegal. Inishowen would sort of be covered by the Inishowen Development Partnership, but I would be down as far as Bundoran, Donegal Town, Killybegs, Dunloe, everywhere, essentially. Letterkenny, of course. Letterkenny probably is the biggest area, naturally. But I'm trying to sort of schedule my sort of work time to get to around everywhere within the county, because, say, we would have programs and outreach centres and case officers who work in all those sort of areas. So it's trying to sort of get out there, let employers know that we're here to help and support. I'll never guarantee that I can get somebody. We're not a recruitment agency, but we'll work with employers and we'll help promote stuff. We'll help try and find the right person for them. As you say, they sort of minimise that length of time for recruitment process.
When you were starting off, was one of the challenges for you to talking to people to tell them that, you know, essentially you're there for, it's all sorts of businesses. It's not those just in the community or voluntary sector. It could be everything from a manufacturing to maybe somebody self-employed who wants to take on staff.
Yeah, definitely. We have a wide range of sectors, IT, construction, obviously. Healthcare is a very big one in Donegal, and it's something I've sort of focused on a wee bit more. But we have, there's no sort of set rules, and we specialise in this sector. It's all the sectors. So it's trying to sort of get myself out there, get the message out that we're here to help and support. And we can try and match CVs of clients coming through to meet the needs of the employers. Also, saying that part of the question, or part of the sort of the support that we offer, is working with employers and find out what are they missing, what gaps do they have in skill gaps, as we know, is massive, and it's a big factor in recruitment over the last few years, especially in Donegal. So we're trying to highlight through one of our other programs, lifelong learning. You know, is there anything that we can maybe pull like a session together or a bit of training together that's going to benefit an employer and maybe give them a source of candidates for particular roles? So it's looking at all the areas. It's trying to get the right people, but trying to also find out where's their gaps, and then we can work them with all our departments here and the LDC to try and identify training that's maybe going to offer the employer what they need.
In some cases, somebody may come to you, they're actually looking to recruit, but then when they get chatting to you, you're actually sort of signposting them towards maybe other supports that DLTC offers.
Yeah, we're big on collaboration on here. We've all sorts of programs. We've lifelong learning. We have enterprise programs. You mentioned about the self-employment earlier. We've Leader, which is one of our main projects. Recently, I had a business that had been set up through Leader. They were coming, as you say, looking for staff. So again, that's another sort of reference point for me, and that's somewhere we can help out. People who have set up in business through maybe our enterprise program, if they get to the stage where they're actually growing and they're thinking we need to employ somebody, again, that support's there as well. But of course, the well-established business, the big multinationals, the small local businesses, the guys that maybe aren't too sure what they need or how they go about it, we can sort of chat to them about supports over there, whether it's through ourselves directly or maybe some through like government schemes such as Jobs Plus, or a newish one is the Work Placement Experience Program, which basically gives the employer a new employee for 6 months. Social welfare will train them up and pay them for those 6 months, but work with the employer to actually get or design a training program, I suppose, to actually get them, the client or the employee, trained up to what they need for their requirements. And that's something that's grown as well too. So a full range of services, and everything sort of is at your beck and call here with the LDC.
We hear a lot about the tight labour market. Do you find some employers, maybe when they're coming to you, that they're actually surprised how hard it can be to actually recruit people?
Yes, no. It depends on the sector as well, too. A big sort of factor in that as well is there's a lot of new arrivals coming here to the country, as we know. Employers are telling me, look, I'm getting inundated with applications through Indeed or some of the other job sites, and these are maybe people who aren't even in the country. So they're getting piles and piles of applications. They're looking at this pile of applications thinking, I have to go through all that there. What I can do and what the service that we offer here in DLDC, or one of the services, is they actually take that sort of work involved with filtering down and actually try and find somebody who is here who matches what they're looking for as best we can. Or in some cases, maybe candidates or clients that we would deal with that we see the potential in, because we actually meet the clients, we know who they are, we have, and some of the programs, we're working with them on a pathway to work. So we have a better idea of what transferable skills they have. So it might even just sort of spring a couple of ideas of what the client could possibly work as, and we could share that then with the employer to give them some ideas as well too.
You're listening to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore, and I'm speaking with Paul O'Donnell, Employment Engagement Coordinator with the Donegal Local Development Company.
Another sort of point that would be a key service of ours is, and one that I would do on a weekly basis, is a weekly jobs list. So I would scour through Indeed and Jobs Ireland, all the sort of job sites, pull all those jobs together in the county into one place, so that you're not going a client doesn't have to go on and check six or seven websites. They've got the one site on dldc.org and jobs, and we sort of gather all that information together. So my sort of mantra, I suppose, is, you know, we hear the saying about it's not what you know, it's who you know. In my case, because I'm doing the job list, I know the what, but I also know the who, because I'm going out and speaking to employers and building those trust and relationships. So we feel we can offer a wee bit more, or put a wee bit more weight onto applications for clients who are looking to get into work. You know, we've worked with the community for 30 years. Everybody's part of the community here, so we can offer that sort of service to them, or I can offer that service to them.
And just tell us again, if people want to see that weekly jobs list, where do they go?
It's on dldc.org, and if you go onto jobs, and it'll be on our social media and LinkedIn as well too, so.
Now, from an employer's perspective, maybe a company's thinking of bringing on people, maybe it's 6 months, 12 months down the line. Again, no harm to touch base with you and see how you can kind of dovetail with things.
Definitely. Look, the more time I have to maybe find somebody on the programs that we have, the better. If we know what business they're looking for, we can maybe put together some sort of training. For example, say if it's a construction project coming up in 6 months through one of the construction companies, we can maybe gather very relevant or very suitable people together and through one of our programs maybe look at safe passes for them, manual handling, that sort of stuff. So the relevant sort of qualifications. It also gives me a time to have more clients, because some of the programs that we would have, there's people coming in some cases every day, completely new people. So we've always got a growing pot of candidates. So my job is to know exactly what the employer wants and then try and match it with the people we have through our various programs. We have about six or seven employment programs altogether. So there's a good wide selection.
At the moment, would there be particular skills shortages in certain sectors?
There would be. Probably the key area would be around data analytics, IT skills, and I know AI is a massive area, not just in Ireland and Donegal, globally, like, you know. So there are skills around there. The way I look at it as well is we have clients coming into us probably healthcare, construction, hospitality is going to be the three sort of mainstay, the biggest sort of sectors. So I've reached out to the healthcare sector providers, construction providers, hospitality, and we're building sort of links and looking to try ideas around like taster sessions to maybe give clients an idea of what's involved and maybe give them some of the more basic sort of skills around some of those areas. And then that could be something we can take out to those particular sectors as well too. So as much as we deal with everybody, there's sort of key sectors that we see as the big sectors that we that they're always going to be addressed, and there's a bigger pot of candidates and skills out there. Like, you know, so if we can help that and grow that and develop that, that's going to sort of help the businesses and the clients. So we're there to help the community in all aspects of community life, I suppose, from employment to business, setting up your own business, community organizations, a wide range. We constantly try and keep on top of our skills. We're talking about skill gaps earlier. We're trying to keep on top of that so we can offer the best service possible to all members of the community.
What about CVs and people putting in their CVs? Has it become more structured, less structured? Or should people put in more? Should they put in less?
I sort of feel that that's a typical question. My sort of thinking on a CV is, nobody can say they're an expert in a CV unless they're getting a job every time they put a CV in, which doesn't always happen. What I try to do, I try to justify any CVs that I would do. There is a sort of a loose structure, I suppose. It's trying to be more targeted and focused on what the job description is, because come back to the time sort of element, employers don't have the time to go through a 5-page CV. 2 pages is what we sort of would recommend, but it needs to be focused. You need to catch the attention. The employer has got a certain set of criteria that they're looking for. If they can see that sooner in the CV, that's going to be put on the yes pile for the interview. Because what we have to remember is, when you put your CV in, you don't get a job straight away. The CV gets an interview, so that's the next stage in the process. We can offer some supports around interview technique or mock interviews, that sort of stuff too. So it's staying more focused. It's showing off skills, transferable skills, because more and more employers now understand that there is a skills gap, and you're not going to get the 100% perfect person. If you can get somebody 70, 80% with some transferable skills, that's going to maybe improve. It's also going to offer the business an opportunity with transferable skills, say that, you know, we've got a wee bit of management there, that could be something that we could develop your role into, or we could move you across the line or up in a promotion sort of scenario, to keep the person with the business, because obviously the longer they're with the business, the more they understand the business, the better they are more efficient, I suppose, with the business, and that's going to benefit the company as a whole. Like, you know, so that's sort of, we look at long-term sustainable, but having it focused on what the needs of the business are.
And I take it that as you build up a rapport with certain businesses, and maybe they employ some people having dealt with you, they're more likely then to come back and work with you again.
Yeah, that's the secret. It's working smarter rather than harder. It's building up that strong trust and relationship where the employer knows, oh, Paul's done a great job, or this candidate's great. And obviously the test of that is they're coming back to me. They're saying, look, we have a job to advertise. We put it on the jobs list. There's a job I have here. Do you have somebody, like a local company that we had, they were delighted with who I got for them, and they rung back and they says, have you got another, the name of the person? And that's the way it goes. That makes my life a lot easier. It helps me develop and build a trust with the employee, so that if there's cases maybe that wouldn't be a candidate, wouldn't be an exact match, it's something I can maybe have a chat or a discussion with the employer around what I see in the client. And because they trust me and I've done well for them before, that's going to maybe help or sort of sway it a wee bit more to the candidate that I'd be suggesting. So yeah, it's all about building trust, and it's all about building relationships and developing that.
Paul O'Donnell, Employment Engagement Coordinator with the Donegal Local Development Company. Well, that's it for this edition of Business Matters, which is actually our last of the year. A big thanks to everyone who has contributed to the programme during that time. On a personal note, it's been great to meet so many people, and it's hugely heartening and encouraging to see the level of entrepreneurship in the county, and in particular, the number of great new businesses that are emerging. Well, happy new year to you all. May 2026 be a healthy, happy, peaceful and profitable year. Until the next time, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.